Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, if there's anything that living through this pandemic has taught us, it's that we need God and His Word, the Bible, more than ever. And because of this, Pastor Rick has decided to bring us the third installment of his powerful series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't, taken from the book of James. Stay with us as we continue with our series. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a hardcover copy of Pastor Rick's wonderful book, The Purpose of Christmas, just in time for the season. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Reduces Quarreling.
Anytime you use hurtful words, you are opening the door for Satan to get a foothold in your emotions and in your relationships, in both. You're giving him a foothold in your emotions and your relationships. Now, it is Satan who wants to damage all your relationships. It is Satan who wants to destroy all your relationships. And he is always ready. Believe me, he's always ready with an arsenal of hurtful words for you to use. And he's ready to support them and plant them in your mind the moment you get into a quarrel. He is always ready with an arsenal of what I call WMDs, words of mass destruction, that he wants you to use. And that's why the next thing that James says to do to reduce quarrels is in verse 7. And here's what he says here. He said, if you want to reduce these quarrels in your life, number 7, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He says, that's part of lowering the quarrels in your life. How in the world do I do that? How do I resist the devil and he flees from me? Well, let me give you 2 very practical suggestions for resisting the devil. Because if you notice, let's just take a hypothetical here. Now, I know this never happens to you, right? But if you notice this week, you're about to get into a quarrel with somebody, and you see, this is going a little far. It's going to turn into a full-on fight. It's going to turn into a quarrel. We're going to have an argument here because I'm cranky or they're cranky or whatever. And you're about to get into quarrel with anybody. You need to do these 2 things, which will help you resist the devil. Number 1. Be aware. You need to be aware even before the quarrel starts that Satan has a plan to upset you. He wants you to be stressed. He wants you to be angry. He wants you to be hurt. God certainly doesn't want any of that. God doesn't want you stressed or angry or hurt, but the devil does. And Satan will use any negative emotion in your life to destroy your peace. And that's why the first step of this is to be aware of how he works. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says this, we're very aware of Satan's schemes so that he doesn't outwit us. Now, if you don't know how Satan schemes, then you will get outwitted time and time again. But to be aware is to be armed to resist. So let me ask you, are you aware of how Satan uses destructive words in your life? Are you aware of that? The ones that come at you and the ones that come out of your mouth. Are you aware that when you get angry and you use hurtful words, you're actually giving Satan a foothold in both your life and your relationships? Starting point is to realize this is not just a little argument here between me and my spouse or me and a child or me and somebody else. No, Satan is looking for a foothold, both in my emotions and in my relationship. And then the second part, here's the second key, and this is very important, so I want to explain it. Recognize what part of your brain you're using at the moment you get into the conflict. Let me say it again. Recognize what part, you know, your brain has many parts. Recognize what part of your brain you're using at the moment you get into a quarrel. Now, let me explain this. This is stuff we didn't even know. The Bible knew it, But now science has explained it through neuroscience. Your brain has many different levels of complexity because your brain is partitioned to do different things. Okay, and some things are automatic, like your blood pressure and your breathing and your heartbeat. And other things are by volitional, you make a choice. And so there are different kinds of functions done by different parts of your brain. I'm going to show you this graphic on the screen right now. Dr. Bruce Perry created it, that the highest and smartest part of your brain, okay, if you had levels, it's not really levels, but just think of it that way. The highest and smartest part of your brain is called your neocortex. All right. Now, when you're using that part of your brain, you're thinking really clearly. That part of your brain, the neocortex, when you're using that part, it's rational. It's thoughtful. You're able to reason. You're able to see different points of view. When you're using your neocortex, you're doing your best and clearest thinking. When you're writing a business plan, when you're writing poetry, when you're writing a letter, you're using the neocortex part of your brain. And that's the highest and clearest and best use of your brain. But a little bit lower in your brain, a lower part of your brain, is called your limbic brain. It's much more emotional. It's much more physical. It's not as smart. It's dumb. It's reactionary. Now, it's so emotional. It's gutsy. When you raise your voice in anger, you drop from your neocortex into your limbic. You're dropping into a lower, dumber part of your brain. You're not going to think as clearly. Now, when you're calm and you're collected and you're not stressed, You're thinking in your neocortex. But when you're stressed or you're fearful or you get angry, you get a shot of adrenaline, you drop into the lower levels of your brain and you're not nice when you drop into the lower part of your brain because you're instinctual and you're protective and you don't think clearly and it's all emotion and you might yell or you might pound the table. You might throw something. That's not your best thinking. Anytime you see any of those things, you've moved out of your best thinking in your cortex into limbic. Okay? Why am I teaching this to you? Because you can learn to go, wait a minute, I started off here in this thing, but all of a sudden something triggered by what she or what he said. And now I've just dropped into, all of a sudden I'm getting emotional, I'm getting hot, I'm raising my voice, I'm getting sarcastic. I have just dropped out of my highest level of thinking. And I'm now thinking in the dumb brain, in the limbic brain. I'm thinking emotionally. What do you do? One of the ways you can resist the devil, okay, is don't let him keep you in that level. When you drop from... Well, we were having a pretty good discussion here, but all of a sudden somebody's feelings got hurt and everything got elevated. When you drop into that emotional lower level thinking, drop, stop. Just stop. Shut up. Pause. Take a breath. Stop talking. Don't say anything. Let your emotions cool so that you don't say things in your limbic brain that you'll later regret. Because you say stuff. When you say stuff you regret, it's not coming out of the cortex. It's coming out of the limbic. All right? Now, that's a big scientific explanation for the fact that you need to cool it down.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Ephesians 4:31 says it like this. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Get rid of it. Never shout harsh words, insults, cursing, don't curse, or any other type of rude or hurtful talk. That might be a verse for you to write down on a card and memorize this week. Put it on your refrigerator, on your visor in your car, whatever. Okay? The way you resist the devil, one of the ways is don't get caught in him moving you from one kind of thinking to another. When all of a sudden you're not thinking so well anymore, make sure you're not in the lower part of your brain, you're in the higher part of your brain. And when you feel like, oh, this, I'm not as clear as I was, pause. And if you teach this to each other in a marriage, in a family, it'll save you an awful lot of heartache. Couple more steps in James chapter 4. The next verse tells us this. When you're in a quarrel, he says, what causes quarrels? The conflicts. And then he gives us how to deal with it. Number 6, talk to God silently during the quarrel. Okay? Talk to God silently while you're talking to the other person. You can carry on two conversations at the same time. You do this all the time. You're probably doing it right now. As you're listening to me, you're also talking to yourself. You can carry on more than one conversation sometimes. And talking to God will put you back up in your higher, less angry part of your brain. It takes you out of the emotional part and puts you back up there. Okay? So, this is really important. This is really important. Let me give you another little tip that goes with this that I've noticed. On the days that I begin and end my day with the Word of God, I'm a whole lot more at peace. I'm a whole lot less irritable. You will be amazed at what a daily quiet time with God will do for you. That's what this next verse says, James 4:8. If you draw close to God, He will draw close to you, even in a quarrel, even in a conflict, even in an argument. This is a wonderful promise. If you draw close to God, He'll draw close to you. That means, so I'm starting to get in this, I'm just having this discussion, let's say with my wife, and all of a sudden I get my feelings hurt or she gets her feelings hurt, and all of a sudden I'm dropping out of my clear thinking into the more emotional thinking. All of a sudden I'm getting a little catty, a little irritable, sarcastic, using words that I don't want to use. Okay, he says, draw close to God and He will draw close to you. So at that point, I need to pause and ask God for wisdom and ask God for patience and ask God for help and ask God to help me hear clearly and ask God to give me the insight into that other person. All right? And so I would just sit down and I would imagine Jesus Christ with me there in the conflict, in the quarrel, and going, okay, Lord, what would you say? What would you do? Help me to hear this as you're hearing it, not as the way I'm hearing it, because I've got a filter that's just me, okay? And it's got all of my brokenness, and it's got all of my sins, and it's got all of my past misunderstandings. So how do you see it, Lord? You see this perfectly. And that leads me to the final step on reducing quarrels in your life. Invite Jesus to manage my thoughts and words. Literally, specifically, Jesus Christ, I want to make you the manager of my thoughts and my words. Colossians 3:15 says this, let the peace that Christ gives, He's the Prince of Peace. You want peace in your relationships? Let the peace that Christ gives control your thinking. Because as members of Christ's body, you are called to live in peace. Are you a member of Christ's body? What is Christ's body? It's the church. Are you a member of Christ's church? He said, if you're in God's family, if you're a believer, if you've been born again, if you are in the family of God, the flock of God, if you're a member of Christ's church, he says, you are called to live in peace. Now, as I wrap this up, I'd like to ask you to think about somebody you may be having a quarrel with right now, okay? Just think about somebody that you may be having a quarrel with right now. All right, got that person in mind? Now, I want you to think of Jesus Christ sitting with you as you talk to them. Remember, fight can be physical, but a quarrel is always verbal. And as you talk to them, how would things change? How would things change if you visualize Jesus Christ sitting next to you and letting Jesus coach you on what to say and how to say it and when to say it? Imagine yourself sitting there and whoever it is, he or she is across from you and you're in a quarrel about it. And then you go, now, Lord, how would you respond to that? What would you say to that? And tell me what I need to say. That's what it means to make Jesus the manager of your thoughts and your words. Now, of course, if you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, you don't have the peace of Christ in your heart. You don't. It's not there because he's not in your heart, so his peace is not in your heart. But you can get it. You can get it today. You can get it right now. It'd be my honor to help you invite Christ into your life with his peace. And when he comes in and you let him manage your thoughts and your mind and your words and your emotions, it just changes everything. So I'd like us to bow our heads right now, and I'm going to pray for two different groups. First, I want to pray for those of you who you know the Lord, but, you know, you still haven't surrendered this area. Would you say, God, I'm fed up with being a quarreling person. I don't like the arguments in my life. I don't like the conflict in my life. I don't want to be a quarreling person anymore. And so I want to repent of it. I realize it's a big deal. It's a sin. I realize that it can cause enormous destruction. I realize that it's caused by the conflict in my own life. My battle with you, if I want to be my own God sometimes. I want to do what I want to do, not what you want. So today, I want to humble myself before you. Just say that. I want to humble myself, and I want to ask you to be the manager of my mouth, the manager of my brain, the manager of my emotions. I want the peace of Christ to rule in my heart. Help me to practice these steps this week. And when I start dropping out of that smart brain that you gave me into the emotional brain, and I start getting all excited and my words get faster and I get louder, help me to just pause, to stop, to calm down until I can go back up into the smarter, clearer thinking. And Lord, help me to treat other people the way you would. I'm going to treat everybody with respect and to let a lot of stuff slide that doesn't really even need to be mentioned. I'm not the manager of the universe, and so I'm turning in my resignation today. You are the manager of the universe. Now, if you've never opened your life to Christ, why don't you just add, Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you. And I want to ask you to put your peace in my life. I need the peace of Christ in my life because I've had a lot of conflict. And I ask you to clean out all of the sin in my life and the garbage in my life and the regrets in my life and just make me a new person inside as you've promised to do. I want to be born again. I want to know you in a personal way. I don't understand it all, but I want to start the journey today. So I humbly ask you, to accept me into your family and to forgive me for the things I've done wrong. And I'm asking you to guide me the rest of my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thanks for joining us for today's lesson. If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, so many of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like to let you know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you when you write in from all around the world. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring that hope that we find in God's Word to people in every nation. Here's a note from one of our listeners who actually lives in India. Dear Pastor Rick, it's a great honor for me to share how I get blessings from the Daily Hope devotional every day. It's already been a year and a half that I've been reading the Daily Hope devotional, and I thank God for these. I also share these devotionals through social media, like Facebook and WhatsApp, and I send the daily devotions to 40 different pastors and 50 different lay leaders and to some of my church members and friends. I send them all over central India and to almost 500 people across the country. Thank you so much for this Daily Hope devotional, and may God continue to use every reader who have been called by God for His purposes. With blessings, Reverend Lang Kim, pastor of the Kuki Baptist Convention, Manipur, India. Well, I love how a Pastor Lamkin is using Facebook. He's using WhatsApp to share these devotionals with hundreds of people in India. Do you realize that when you tell anybody about this broadcast, or when you pass on the written devotional, you're actually partners with us in sharing the gospel all around the world. And the Bible says that as partners in ministry, we will share in the rewards together. Now, this is something anybody can do. And if you haven't thought about it, start making a list of people you could tell about Daily Hope. You could do this. Anybody can do this. And if you go to our website, PastorRick.com, you can share it by broadcast. You can share the devotional. You can share it on social media with just one little click. Do you realize how easy that is? We're trying to help you help share the gospel, which God has called all of us to do. Our ability to reach people all around the world is the direct result of your prayers, your financial support, and your willingness to tell others. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you, thank you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.